morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway for a Friday. Four guests scheduled today. What was I thinking? But first and best, of course, is Iris Nelson from the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. If you like spooky, spooky things, it's time again for the Woodland Cemetery Ghost Tours every Saturday in October. And then, of course, Halloween night. So we're very happy to have Iris here with us. Good morning, Iris.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the walks, because you can choose a walk that still has daylight associated with it, or you can choose one where the sun has gone down. There's options every Saturday, right?
That's right. Some people like to come when the sun is still up, and others like a little bit more atmosphere after it's dark. So we try to accommodate everyone, and our first tour will be on Saturday, October 7th, and we're doing something we've never done before, which is to have the tour entirely in the Woodland Mausoleum. And this one is called Tales from the Crypt. So there will be a few characters who will speak and will guide you around the mausoleum. I think it should be a real hot tour. And it's coming up very soon, in just a couple of weeks. Cost for this particular tour is $15. All the others are $10. But it is a little bit more special.
Mm-hmm.
And they can call 222-1835 and make their reservation.
Okay, October 7th, you can go on the 5:30, the 6:30, or the 7:30 tour, Tales from the Crypt, the Mausoleum Tour at Woodland Cemetery. And then next week, they're not repeating. They're doing a whole nother set of tours. So you can go again on October 14th. Tell us about those.
Yes, yes. And this one, too, will be different. It's called Gone Too Soon and Other Stories. So the Gone Too Soon is really about the many children who are buried at Woodland. And there will be a couple of children, sort of speaking for children, who died from various things. And it could have been the cholera. It could have been drowning in the river. So many different things. So there'll be some really interesting stories. And part of that evening will be around the center, what was the center fountain at Woodland, and we'll have chairs there and some stories and then continue on to walk to some other sites.
Okay, these are walking tours. And again, we forget that before they figured out what germs were and they didn't have any antibiotics or Listerine wasn't invented, kids would die from an earache or something like that. So
That's
they
right.
lost a lot of children. The Wood family
yes.
lost children in their family. That's October 14th, three sessions, 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Those are $10 a piece. And then October 21st and 28th, Spirits and Scoundrels, the traditional tour. So if you haven't had a chance to go on it before, or if you loved it so much you want to do it again, there's a chance.
Well, we do try to change it up every year and have different characters, so you'll meet different spirits and maybe a few scoundrels. This one will walk around kind of the north end of the cemetery, and we will have some different characters portrayed, including John Wood's first wife, who was Ann Streeter. And, of course, she spent 9 years in that little log cabin by the river, so she encountered a lot of the pioneer woman's experience. And John Wood will be there also, talking about his second wife and some of his earliest experiences, which, I mean, there are some great stories surrounding this. And then we'll have other characters, of course, Dr. David Nelson, is going to be featured, and some many others around the cemetery. So it's always a good tour. We always have a long list of people who want to come. So be sure to call in your reservation if it's all possible. If you have a group that wants to come as a group, be sure to let us know that it is a group, and we'll squeeze you in. They do every 15 minutes from 5 until 7:30.
These are so popular, folks. And then you need to call today and reserve your space. $15 for the October 7th event, which is inside the mausoleum. $10 for the event on October 14th, which is about youngsters who are buried in Woodland Cemetery. And $10 for the October 21st and 28th Spirits and Scoundrels Walk. And again, that number to call, and I hope you remember it, the John Wood Mansion at 12th and State. Of course, it wasn't at 12th and State then, but the John Wood Mansion was built in 1835. So if you can remember 222 1835, you'll always be able to call
it does
the Historical
help.
Society. It does help to have that little mnemonic.
Yes.
Or you can go to hsqac.org. Real quick, is there something Halloween night?
Yes, there is.
Okay, real quick
so
on that.
So it's the Halloween Ghost Tours, again, at 6, 7, and 8. There'll be unique stories for that evening. And I encourage you to come on out and enjoy, you know, a little bit of the cemetery and then go to another event if you so choose. So okay. There's plenty of time for everything.
Appetizers in the cemetery before moving on to the candy seeking. Thank you very much, Iris Nelson. It is 9:23. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about prayer. We've talked about ghosts and goblins. Now we're going to talk about prayer. Couldn't be a better segue. Thank
Good
you,
segue.
Iris.
Thank you.
We're back at 9:26, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My next guest has quite the resume. Nita Edwards has ministered in 56 countries in both Catholic and Protestant denominations. She is the head of Nita Edwards Ministries, known as Alive Global, and she's available in 24 languages throughout the globe, and she's also crediting her teachers as her mother and her pastors who were part of the underground church in China. So that's kind of a fascinating way to look at things. Nita is going to be leading a seminar called Prayer Changes You from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow at St. Francis Church Parish Hall. And probably seminar is not the right word. You are going to tell people how to get deeper in prayer, and you're actually going to practice with them some praying, right, Nita?
That's right, Mary. Yes.
Don't just talk about prayer. Let's actually do it.
That's
welcome.
It.
So thank glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
This event, obviously, it's going to be tomorrow. It starts at 8 in the morning, goes till 4 in the afternoon. All they're asking is a free will offering. And so you're going to talk about why we pray and the kinds of prayers we pray and the benefits of prayer.
That's right.
People pray before a math test and in a foxhole. But really, what's the purpose of prayer? Because so many people in our immature spirituality, we pray when we want something or we're in trouble. We forget. Maybe you ought to say thank you every once in a while, or maybe you ought to pray for somebody else every once in a while. So we want to move our life beyond crisis praying, right?
That's right, Mary. I think prayer is a wonderful thing. It is a means of communicating with Almighty. And there is an element of excitement, anticipation, apart from unloading oneself of their burdens. So prayer is a means of communication. And so I think through the process of prayer, many things can be accomplished, not just getting rid of problems or having answers to problems, you know. So what we're trying to do is to teach the process of prayer. And we're trying to not only enlighten people about the purpose of praying, and finally the benefits of prayer. So there are many. You've mentioned some already. And what we're trying to do is to allow our friends here in Quincy. And I've been a visitor to Quincy for many years, you know. I met you several years ago.
I know, and I'm so sorry, Nita. I had forgotten that. Well, that's because of my own failed brain, not because of yours. You remembered.
Well, Mary, I think you have a jolly good reason for that. I was in gray then. Now I have natural highlights, you know.
Quite beautiful you are.
You're kind.
It's like I hear people say, I'll give you the devil's advocate kind of point of view. Well, I don't need to say a prayer because God knows everything I'm thinking. But the other part of that is, okay, yes, I mean, you don't have to really verbalize anything. The good Lord knows what you're thinking and what you want at all times. But you have to listen for his answer because I tell you, I've been praying for a pony for a long time and I still ain't got one. And it might be time for me at 58 years old to just accept the fact that Jesus may be saying, little Pinky, you don't have a place to keep a pony, so I don't think that your prayer for a pony will be answered. I'll give you a husband instead, for example. So sometimes, you know, people say, I prayed and prayed and prayed, but it never happened. Well, the answer was no. And there's always a good reason.
That's right. I agree with you. Sometimes we receive the answers from God. It might not be the answer we're looking for. And so what we're trying to teach our friends about prayer is to not only ask, not only present our side of need or sorrow or grief to share with the Lord, but also to learn to wait, to listen to what He's saying. It's a two-way track, you know. It's communication.
That's the part that people need the most coaching on, is the waiting and the patience to receive the answer. And people say, well, now, is God talking to you? Do you hear His or her or its voice? Is there a burning bush that appears? In the old days, they had it made. They got burning bushes. They got tunnels of cloud. You know, they had real signals. We seem to be a little bit more subtle today.
Right. Well, I figure in times gone by, I could shoot a telegram prayer to God. See, I worked in the Far East in the mission field. Had the wonderful experience of meeting people who've changed my life in a big way, left a mark on my life for Christ's sake. People like Mother Teresa. And, I mean, how can you ever encounter human beings with such a touch of God on their lives, who are willing to make such tremendous sacrifices for God in caring for people and sharing Christ's love with them and not be impacted. I mean, it's a no-brainer, that one. So being around people like that who have touched my life and inspired me, challenged me to take another step has, I think, enabled me to get to the point of saying the main idea of prayer for my life and the purpose I have of passing it on to others is to invite people to make prayer a lifestyle, not just occasional event or when we show up at Mass or in church service, or when we go to Bible study midweek or to a prayer meeting. That's not the only time. We can make it a lifestyle. Just a few days ago, Mary, I was talking to a mom. She had a young mom, 4 children under the age of 7. That is a handful.
That's a full-time job. Yeah.
There you go. And she said, where do I have time to pray? Well, I shared with her that she has to have a shower once in a while. Shower is a good place for prayer, you know. And doing dishes, you got to feed those kids. You got to wash those dishes sometime. That's a good time to pray. Laundry, that's a good place to pray. So I talked to young people, young men going off to work in busy cities like Dallas or Washington, D.C., or the mobile parking lot of Los Angeles. Well, that's a jolly good place to pray. You're sitting in traffic without, you know, exchanging signs and words and all of that while sitting in packed traffic. You can talk to the Lord and you can be enlightened, can be uplifted, you can be encouraged. That's what I opt for.
I think that's wonderful advice. You know, people who practice daily or even twice daily, I mean, you have to work your way up. It's kind of like, you don't start from a couch potato and go out and run the marathon tomorrow. You have to build up your exercise of prayer as well. And really, 1 hour on Sunday and 1 hour on Wednesday night is usually not enough for us to really get fully in touch. But I'll share with you one of my personal problems that I have with prayer. I sit quietly by myself for 1 hour every week before the Holy Eucharist. And I say, now I'm just going to be very, you know, quiet, and I'm going to think spiritual thoughts, and I'm going to pray. And every other thing in my life keeps coming into my head. And stop, don't think about work. Get back now to, you know, God, what do you want for me today, next week, next month, next year? And then something else will pop in. How do you keep focused? Because, again, I have no distraction there. I'm totally by myself. Yet, and I think this is people's problem when they think of prayer. They can't settle their mind for a long enough time to really have this conversation with God. They're constantly fidgeting in their mind with something else.
Ah, Mary, perfect question. That's what we're after. At the prayer seminar tomorrow, what we're going to do is share some practical hints how to implement prayer in daily life so that it becomes a lifestyle, so that it becomes a practice, a routine thing that you do, just like, you know, when you a young person starts driving, they've got to remember the gears and the clutch and the, well, here we don't have so many clutches and brakes, but at least you have automatic cars. I never had an automatic car till I came to America, you know. So there are so many individual factors to remember in order to drive, right?
But once you learn it,
it becomes automatic.
It becomes automatic.
So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put in place little tips that people can learn and put to practice, and then it becomes a lifestyle. Then it's not a struggle. Of course, there are times, as human beings, our minds would wander, but you bring it under subjection of Christ. And as far as the time people say, oh, you pray once and the Lord knows it all, so you leave it with Him, you don't go back there. Wrong. I'm sorry, I beg to disagree. The scriptures in Thessalonians, in the New Testament, says, pray without ceasing. I believe in practicing that. I believe that it is a powerful medium, prayer. And if we, you and I, can decide to pray without ceasing, we are bound to get our answers at some point in time, in God's good time. It might not be the answer we choose, but we will have the answer from God above.
Keep asking the question and be ready for the answer, and don't insert your own answer in. Tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can show up at St. Francis Catholic Church Parish Hall. It's brand new. Parish Hall is quite beautiful. It's 17th and College. It's fully handicap accessible. Nita Edwards from Alive Global Ministries will be there. She'll give some teaching. There'll be reflection. There'll be chance to practice praying. And, you know, everybody has to learn how to do something. And, of course, when we were little, we learned our rote prayers. And, the Our Father is the perfect prayer. But you can pray in your own voice, too. You don't just have to do a rote prayer. So,
sure.
Everybody is welcome, and they just take up a free will offering. So thank you, Nita, for coming. Real quick before I let you go, you were raised in China, and you were part of the underground church. Was that on mainland or Hong Kong?
Actually, I served in China.
Oh, you served in China.
Yes. And
So how were you part of the underground church in China? You were in secret, literally?
Yes, and I use my qualification in the medical field as my passport to go in. Ah. And, the wonderful thing about it is anywhere in the world, there are sick people. They need help.
So you have an automatic pass.
That's right.
So no matter what atheist group or communistic group or whatever is trying to keep religion out, there's always a way for
those who want to
spread the gospel can bring it in. Nita Edwards, thank you, folks. If you've got time tomorrow between 8 and 4, prayer changes you is her message, and we wish her the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Carla Potts from NECAC is here, and she's going to tell us about a lot of programs today, but because of the heat, we'll start with weatherization. My goodness, Carla, did you think on September 22nd we'd have Hannibal schools letting out early because of the heat and people talking about air conditioning when they should be getting ready for the winter? But let's talk about the weatherization program through NECAC, because it helps in the winter. But when you seal up your house and make it energy efficient, it helps with those air conditioning bills too, doesn't it?
It does. You just never know what the weather is going to do, that's for sure. So weatherization is a year-round program, and you're right. It's all about sealing up those cracks, because you don't want that warm air coming in any more than you want that cold air coming in. So we take weatherization applications year-round to make your home more energy efficient.
Now, you were prompted by this because it's kind of like, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. You were helping people with their cooling and heating bills, but their homes were leaking, so the problem was never going to solve itself. They were always going to have high utility bills. So this weatherization program has been around for a long time, but either people don't know about it or they don't think they're eligible for it, because it's such a great service. Because once your house is sealed appropriately, your energy savings, you know, that's just more money in the pocket to buy food and medicine.
It absolutely is. You know, you can think about that air going out of your house, whether it's that cool air that you're air conditioning or that warm air that you're heating. You can think about that as dollar bills going outside your home. And you're absolutely right that weatherization is really about teaching a person to fish. It's about making that home energy efficient and saving that money, and maybe you won't need that energy assistance.
They can actually do an energy audit of your home, seal up your air leaks, insulate your walls, your attics, your floors. They can go as far as replacing your furnace. So there's really no reason not to call and see if you qualify for weatherization. And while you're talking from the Missouri side of the river, a similar program is available in Illinois. So there's no reason why anyone listening to the Mary Griffith Show that is struggling paying those high energy bills shouldn't call and ask for help.
Absolutely. You know, you don't know if you're eligible, but you sure don't know if you don't call and ask those questions.
Okay, so call any of your county NECAC offices in Northeast Missouri or call in Quincy, Two Rivers Regional Council of Public Officials, and they will be the ones that will assist you. And the other thing that's happened, speaking of the Quincy, you know, and Northeast Missouri and Illinois and Iowa, you're all starting to work together a lot more. And one of the things that's kind of exciting about that is there's a tri-state now home ownership program. And this was started pretty much in Missouri, but you've become so expert at it that pretty much Illinois and Iowa are kind of taking your lead, and they're pretty much following in your footsteps, doing exactly what you've done that's been successful. The biggest purchase any of us will ever make is the one that we are going into most blindly, and that's buying a home. Most of us don't have a clue what we're supposed to be looking for, how we're supposed to get a mortgage. Well, some people say, well, I never had my home inspected before I bought it. You know, they just don't know. You only know when you do. And most people buy a house once. The first house you only buy once. And you don't want to make all those mistakes. So, Carla Potts, you know, if you're going to do something once a week, you can afford to make a mistake the first time because you'll learn. But if you're going to buy your first house and you're not going to buy another house for 20 years, you better get that first purchase right.
You indeed better, and you're right. Biggest purchase we make in our lives, and we know the least about it. So our program that we've been doing for a while helps you know all those things we just talked about, how to get that mortgage, you know, what to do about paying down debt and having good credit, what to do when you have a home inspection, what you want them looking for, those big ticket items. And you're right, we've been doing it for a while, and because of our tri-state partnership with these wonderful agencies, we're now working with Two Rivers Regional Council of Public Officials to do a partnership with them where they can get into being able to help people buy a home. They do some great programs at Two Rivers, and this will just expand what they do too.
Well, it's great because it's, you know, you don't have to remember this so much, people, but it's a Section 502. And basically what that says is if you buy a home in a rural area, and around here everything's pretty much rural except maybe the corner of 4th and Main in Quincy or the corner of 3rd and Broadway in Hannibal, but it's a chance for you to get into a home and have a lowered mortgage rate, have some assistance with the down payment. You also take these classes that get you focused and get you going on all of this. And the idea of home ownership is really what this is all about. There's nothing wrong with being a renter. A lot of people rent because they're going to be very mobile. But it's silly to be a renter for 20 years. If you're going to live in this community and work in this community, buy a home. You build value, you take pride in your property, and it's just, it's better for the whole economy. So this is not just what's in it for me. I already have my home. This is great because what's in it for me, I want everybody to be a homeowner, right?
Right, exactly. You're exactly right. And some people want to be renters, and that suits them because you're right, they are mobile. But you're right, if you're paying rent for 20 years, you're really paying in. You don't have anything at the end of that. You pay in a home for 20 years. Look what you have. You're building equity. The only way we build equity. So, and the 502 that you were talking about, the USDA program, and the really important thing about it, I always say, is there is no down payment. What a great thing. That's what stops a lot of us from being a homeowner, is we just don't have the money for a down payment. This program doesn't require it.
And it's hard to save money for a down payment when you're paying rent.
It is.
You can own your own home for a monthly charge that is less than your rent. So, folks, I guess that what I'm trying to say is these programs are available. And if you're listening right now to WTAD and you don't need anything we're talking about, that's okay. I'm proud of you. I'm glad for you. But spread the word around to other people that you know might. Put it in your church bulletin. Put it, you know, wherever you come in contact with a wide variety of people of different socioeconomic means, let the word be spread that this project and these programs are available. Carla,
Absolutely. Do
you want to talk a little bit about, now you've got a special grant, a $30,000 grant from the Home Depot Foundation, and this is going to be used exclusively to upgrade and rehabilitate owner-occupied homes of veterans in Missouri only. And you're only going to be able to do about 10 homes because $30,000 doesn't go far. But talk a little bit about this program and why it's important that we give a little extra help to our veterans.
Well, we have been looking for additional money for our veterans for a long time, and this Home Depot grant came up through the Housing Assistance Council, and we applied, and we were really lucky to get it. We see so many veterans when we do weatherization, and they need other things besides weatherization. They need roof repair and replacement or siding or handicapped accessibility, and this grant will allow that to happen. We are so excited about it, to give back to people who gave so much for us.
Well, you couldn't have put it any better. And I do want to ask you, too, about the tiny home movement. We've been talking about this for a long time, and there's great shows on TV, and people all over are buying tiny homes. Are there really any in our area yet? We seem to keep saying, let's all build tiny homes. Let's all build tiny homes. I'm not aware anybody's actually building a tiny home. When are we going to get this going?
Well, so far they've not built one. We have a lot of interest. We've had people come up and see the one in Canton. We have a couple of people now who've got an application in for a loan. But no, we haven't built any, and we want to build some. So if you're sitting out there and you think, wow, I really want a tiny home, now's the time. Great opportunity. Be that first one in your neighborhood to build a tiny home.
Well, I know there's an effort to build not-so-tiny homes. They're still very small homes, but there's an effort to build kind of a veterans village in Quincy, and they're fundraising for it and everything. And, of course, a tiny home is, you know, you're making a commitment. You've got to really live a tiny lifestyle if you have a tiny home. So, but I'm just so curious because I thought, well, this would really go over well. I thought young people, you know, would and older retired folks would just grasp onto this, and there'd be tiny homes being built all over the place. But like you said, not yet.
Well, I'm optimistic too, and I thought the same thing. So I think they're still out there. We still get people wanting to see it, and I'm hoping they're wanting to see it because they're really interested in building one. Or if they just want to see it to tell somebody else, that's perfectly fine too. But I'm you know, persistent. So we're just going to stay there and keep telling the story of tiny homes. And one time on this program, Mary, I'm going to be able to say, we built this many tiny homes.
That will be great. Carla, while I have you on the line and my next guest has not showed up, that would never happen. Carla Potts would never stand me up. So we've got about two more minutes. And I just want to let you expound on whatever you would like to expound on about homeownership or weatherization or any of the other NECAC programs. I know you have utility assistance coming up.
We do have utility assistance coming up. It is that season that we begin to think about that too. But as you think about maybe you might need assistance with your utility bill and you think about applying, I really encourage you also to think about applying for weatherization, so that you can reduce those bills. So either you need less utility assistance, or maybe someday you won't need any utility assistance. So continue to encourage you to apply for weatherization. Our home ownership center is still going strong, as we've talked about in Hannibal, doing lots of classes.
Yeah, every Tuesday night, right?
Every Tuesday night, yes. We do classes at the Home Ownership Center in Hannibal.
And who can come to those? I mean, is there a cost to it, or can anybody come? Or
there is no cost, and it's open to anybody who just wants to learn more about different facets of homeownership. We've done financial fitness, which is budgeting, credit, getting you ready, just a variety of classes. So anyone's welcome.
Yeah, just how to get the loan. Of course, some programs you don't need the down payment, so that's great, but you got to know which program that is. And then remember, so many people forget they have to pay property tax. And all of a sudden they get the bill, and they were like, "What? Wow." So there's a lot of things to figure out. As my husband is fond of saying, we don't really own our home. We own the home, but we rent the land we live on, because if we quit paying our property tax, they'll come and take it back from them. So,
they will.
So I don't know how to break it to you, Carla Potts, but your whole career has been devoted to home ownership. But until we get rid of property tax, there really is no home ownership. Unless you want to jack it up and move it off the lot, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble.
Exactly.
Well, Carla, always fun. Always fun to spend time with you. And folks, again, call NECAC office. There's one in every county. The one in Hannibal where the Tuesday night free home ownership classes are offered is at the Home Ownership Center. So you can call them at 573-221-7166. That's 221-7166. Or just go to any of your NECAC centers in your counties. And remember, there are a lot of people out there who need to know about this information. So share as much as you can with those folks. Thank you very much, Carla Potts.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. I want to thank all my guests today, the Historical Society of Adams County. They're going to have their great Woodland Cemetery tours every Saturday in October. Nita Andrews is going to be talking about, Nita Edwards, I should say, has her Alive Global Ministries here at St. Francis Church tomorrow from 8 to 4. And then, of course, NECAC always offering great information. Coming up next week on the Mary Griffith Show, we're changing things up just a little bit. On Monday, we're going to talk about the United Way. And on Tuesday, we're going to talk with Dr. Eric Meidel, who's now in charge of the Hannibal Healthcare System. So two great interviews Monday and Tuesday. Stay tuned for those, please.